So, Austin, let's start off with a simple question for those of us who could use a little refresher on agricultural terminology. What is erosion and why is it such a big deal?
So if you think about the crops that dominate Illinois today, corn and soybean, they're annuals. They live and die over the course of less than half of the year. That leaves about 75% of Illinois soil just open to the elements. So rain and winds, they can pick up these soil particles and move them off the ground. And with tilling, especially on hilly land, it just compounds the issue. You're making the top of the ground very loose, and it's easier to get carted off by wind or rain. That top layer is where some of the best organic matter is, and that's really the key to high-yielding crops and healthy soil. So far, we've lost about half the organic matter that we had when we first settled.
I'm looking at one of the graphics from your web story, and you've drawn attention to the fact that there's this inverse relationship between government funding spent on soil conservation efforts and rates of soil loss in the state, meaning that when funding was strong back in the early 2000s, progress was actually being made in combating erosion.
That's exactly right. Back in 2006, the amount of land losing more soil than it makes had dropped to about 14%.
And then I can see that roughly 8 years ago, which is when funding for soil conservation efforts started to decline, then erosion started coming back again.
Yeah, so now 20% of Illinois farmland loses more soil than it makes, which is roughly where we were back in 1996.
So it's almost as if all the progress that had been made has since been undone.
Yeah, it's almost like we've lost what ground we've gained, yeah.
So what are the experts saying needs to happen to reverse this trend?
So there's the whole funding thing, right? Farmers who farm on hilly land need money from the Soil Conservation Fund to build terraces, which are these soil-locking structures that help prevent erosion, but they aren't cheap to build. But outside of that, there are certain farming practices that can be implemented to combat erosion. There's sort of a debate between environmentalists, advocates, farmers, and also soil conservationists. You know, there's one school of thought that says we need to increase education about some of these soil conserving practices. So the hope there is that more farmers would start doing things like leaving rain deflecting residue on top of the soil. The other school of thought is you need to start mandating farmers to reduce soil loss.
One final question, Austin. Can you help us understand what did your sources have to say about the urgency of this erosion issue in Illinois? Like, what will happen if nothing is done about it?
So I talked to one soil scientist, and he said we're not going to be hitting bedrock anytime soon. The Dust Bowl is not going to happen in Illinois anytime soon with the erosion rates that he sees. And that's good news, but at the same time, it takes a long time for soil and organic matter to be built back up. In that waiting period, yields are dealt a significant blow. So in terms of what that means for people unaffiliated with ag, I mean, it's Illinois' biggest industry. Property taxes calculated off yields are a huge source of income for rural communities. So when a third of your county is losing, let's say, 2 times the amount of soil it's producing, and it's been a consistent trend for the past 10 years, that's going to impact your community's income significantly.